Have you ever seen an animal who saves and doesn't, is not greedy and a little bit is enough? I had enough, thank you very much. No, it doesn't work that way. The second one was the show off. Then it's about the death and all of this. We're thinking about these four birds which are good, are useful for the animal, not for this bewilderment we want to talk about. This is what we are talking about, right? Now we are talking about the crow, right? Who is the crow? It's a bird, okay. What kind of bird is it? First of all, it's a blackbird. It's dark. It doesn't tame. It's extremely clever. And it's a thief. That's what it is. So, let's bring it in the human being. What was he talking about it? He started to talk about explaining that accomplishment and intellectual abilities and worldly wealth are enemies to life, like peacock's feature, right? Then we talked about the people who got rid of themselves. They are not the slave of their animal spirit. That was the last paragraph we explained, right? And he said, listen, there are lights which are a little bit light, and there is the sun, the source of light. The second one is what we're talking about. The first one is a sign. Understanding, becoming intellectual is good, but it's not the end of the way, because these are just the tools to do something with it, right? You should use your intellectual power to understand better, to understand deeper and correctly and all of that, right? So let's talk about that. Now, today, who is the guilty one? You are the guilty one today. Or? Okay, you are. Yes.
Explaining that everything except God is devouring and devoured, like the bird that was in pursuit of a locust and occupied in chasing it and oblivious of the hungry hawk behind its own back that was about to seize it.
Mm-hmm. A very simple explanation and expressing very simple stuff. That look around you. How the life is going on? Hunting. The living creatures, they eat each other. Right? So, you are a hunter, right? Shame on you. Because if you are a hunter, the only thing you are thinking about is the subject of your hunting. There is someone hunting you. That should be the priority for you, and you don't get it. This is what needs explanation. Yes.
O hunting and devouring man, be not secure against your own hunter and devourer. Though with the sight of the eye, you do not see him. See him with the eye of serious consideration, till the opening of the eye of the inmost heart.
Ah, okay. The last verse is a little bit difficult to translate, of course, either to explain, because suddenly you will create a new word for something to rhyme with something else. This is the eye, right? And they talk about the third eye, right? Here he talks about another eye, the interior eye. So, what should we name it? This is Chishme Sar. That one is Chishme Sir. Sir is secret. That's the eye to see the secret. But it's to rhyme with the Sar and Sir, to say that there are two kind of eyes here we're talking about. Yes.
A little bird was hunting a worm. A cat found its opportunity and seized it. It was a devourer.
You need to, how simple it was. One verse. Example, simple as that. There is this little bird looking for a worm. The cat got it. That's it. That's what the game is if you are attending only to your hunting. Yes.
It was a devourer, and a thing devoured, and in its hunting was ignorant of another hunter. Although the thief is in hunting articles of property, the prefect of police, along with his enemies, is behind him. Mm-hmm. His mind is occupied with chattels and lock and door. He is heedless of the prefect and of the outcry at dawn.
Aha! You see how he organizes it. Okay, first that little bird and then the cat. Now let's bring into the human. The thief. What is the thief doing? Is that his head or something, he said. It's apple. Means his intellectual stuff. This one is working with what? He's thinking about what to pick up, where to go, and where to hide, and all of that. He doesn't think about the police, which is following him, and maybe is trapping him and all that. Yes.
He is so absorbed in his passion, he gives no heed to his seekers and pursuers.
Mm-hmm. No pointing to something in general, certainly, the meaning that somebody who is deep in his benefits, he is blind to someone who is following him to hunt. Yes?
If the urge is drinking pure water, afterwards, an animal's belly will feed on it. That grass is devouring and devoured. Everything, even so, everything that exists except God.
That's the point. We are talking this. Remember that this is general for all living creatures. But remember not to extend it to God. Because God is not eating and nobody will eat him. He is not the subject of this conversation. Yes?
Since he is and he feeds you and is not fed, God is not devouring and devoured flesh and skin. How should that which is devouring and devoured be secured from a devourer who dwells in a hiding place? The security of those who are devoured brings mourning in its train. Go to the portal of him who is not fed.
Aha. First, whether in that verse he brought the Arabic version, Bahova Yut Emukum Balayotem. Okay, now he comes to Balayotem. You say, listen, I told you, he's always this hunting and hunting and hunting. Whoever or which direction you go, somebody is hunting you, except there, because he doesn't eat, he doesn't need you, he doesn't need to hunt you. Yes.
Every fantasy is devouring another fantasy. Thought feeds on another thought. You cannot be delivered from any fantasy or fall asleep so as to escape from it. Thoughts are like hornets, and your sleep is like the water. When you awake, the hornets come back.
You see how simple it is. But he puts it this way, that way, that way, to feel it, that yes, this is it. There are the subjects that I concentrate on, And these are my benefit. What about me? Myself, I'm being hunted. I could be rotten. I could become bad. Why shouldn't I think about that one? Yes?
And many hornet-like fantasies fly in and draw you this way and take you that way. This fantasy is the least of the devourers. The Almighty knows the others. Listen, flee from the troop of huge devourers towards him who has said, "We are your protectors." Or towards one who has gained that protection, if you cannot hasten toward the protector.
You see, it's degrees here. First of all, you want to go somewhere to have a safety, that real safety, which is the real meaning of belief, it's him. Okay, that's too far away for you. Oh, in between, there are people who are saved by him, and they could save you, because we are all connected. Look at that assembly. Yes?
Do not surrender your hand, save to the hand of the peer. God has become the aider of his hand.
Why? Because that's what it is. I tell you, you cannot trust any hand except the peer. Why? Because peer, who is the peer? Peer is someone who is transformed. To what? To not being and not having. Peer doesn't have any beneficial stuff to think about. Peer is not hunting. Why? Because he is deformed by God. That belief will change. So he is like a mirror. He doesn't show himself. He shows you to you, because he's just like that. So this is why I started with it. Do you remember book one? The first, after the Arab and his wife and that fight, the first thing was find someone, have a teacher, because this is how it works. Connecting to each other, we connect to God. Independent connection, fantastic, but it's not for everyone. It doesn't work that way. It works about I? No. There is no I over there, so it's we. Yes?
The peer, your intellect has become childish from being a neighbor to the carnal soul, which is in the veil. Associate the perfect...
Means what? Translation, please.
He's innocent to the desires of a carnal soul.
Read it again.
The peer, your intellect, has become childish from being a neighbor to the carnal soul, which is in the veil.
Means what? The first peer you have is your intellect, right? You believe in that one. Says that one doesn't grow up. Will remain in childhood. Why? Because it's adjusted somehow to your ego, which is inside there. Your brain is somehow attached to your ego, therefore it doesn't grow up. Your intellect doesn't grow. Yes?
Associate the perfect intelligence with your understanding.
With your understanding, with your intellectual power. And here he uses another special Iranian word for it. It's not Aql anymore. This is Khirab, which is above the brain and intellect, which is the real understanding. Here we say, you want to understand? You should connect to a perfect one, a fellow who is really intellectual one with knowledge. Therefore, that bad stuff in you